This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Where were you? We started at 12:05, man. Get that radio set up. Whether you're in your car, whether you're sitting at the bar, whether you're sleeping in bed, we like it when you join the Good Life here from the Odyssey Good Life Studio. We're talking about brunch season. Any season is brunch season for Good Life Guy. This book, A Year of Delicious Mornings from the Buttermilk Kitchen, the namesake of my guest's restaurant, both in Georgia and in Camden, up in the Northeast. When I first saw your name, Suzanne, your last name, I thought it was kind of like maybe some Asian influence. And so that's why my brain doesn't work. Vizethan?
Vizethan.
Is that closer? Yeah, okay.
Vizethan, yeah. It's actually Alsatian.
French,
German.
How cool is that? Okay, so the first section, like I said, I imagine is somewhat of a replication of some of the same things that were in your first book, and it's called Brunch Staples. And when I thumb through this, you have pretty much tips and pointers on every recipe, the old-fashioned pancake batter and that picture of the pancakes. If you wanted to get started with the book, that's a great page to get on. And I liked your section on scrambled eggs. I prefer scrambled over fried. I don't know why. It's because I had fried eggs growing up the whole time. Give us a few quick tips on simple scrambled egg. Easy, not overcooked, ready to eat.
Well, I think, a lot of the secret about eggs really is just controlling your heat, right? Especially with scrambled eggs, you want to make sure that you whip them in like a small bowl, like you beat them pretty well before you actually cook them. And also sometimes it's good to put a touch of water into the eggs. It helps to tenderize them a little bit. Hmm. And then from there, it's just like a good nonstick pan. I always use like a rubber spatula to mix my eggs. And it's just kind of pulling it off the heat and on the heat again, off and on, just so you're not overcooking. Eggs can overcook really, really fast. And you just want to constantly move them. So you're getting really tight curds, which makes really like creamy eggs.
Oh, yeah. Boy, yeah. My wife is the omelet maker par excellence because she knows that I prefer not to have the brown on the outside edge of the folded omelet.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's usually an indication that the heat was a little hot, and you just summed it up. And then I don't know why I never thought of this. I mean, we have made egg casseroles, but your sheet pan eggs, a way to cut into squares. What, obviously, a recipe came up with because of necessity. What a handy way to fix eggs.
Yeah, and it's great for when you want to have them, it's really great like because they're cut in rectangles, so they're nice for a breakfast sandwich, and they just store really well, so it's easy to reheat. They're also great with kids if you have little kids,
It's
a nice way.
I can just see that at not just a brunch, but even when you decide to have folks over and have breakfast or dinner. And you don't want to be out there stirring eggs and fixing it the last minute. keep it warm.
It's all about time management when you're entertaining.
Okay. And then I have always been a big fan of French toast. And as I got older and more experimental, the bread you use, the type of bread, the thickness of the bread is very important, in addition to the importance of what you dip it in batter-wise. This picture, this bread looks so good. You must have a great baker near both locations.
Yeah, we actually do. We do in both locations, but we and actually both of our restaurants right now we just use a really good local bread company. Mm-hmm. In Atlanta, we use a brioche bread, and then up here in Camden, Maine, it's like a white soft bread. So both are very similar breads. You know, kind of that soft, more white bread, real rich, and. It's really great, and I'm sure, as you know, it's great to use like a day-old bread. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit drier. It can really soak up all that batter.
Yeah. Oh, God, it looks so good. And she hasn't made me French toast in a while, or I haven't made French toast in a while, but I talked my wife into a dessert that I kind of came up with after something I saw that my mother fixed long ago, and it was using pound cake.
And you dip it in the batter.
Oh yeah. And
yeah.
You know, even if you buy pound cake, buy it at the grocery store, slice it about 3/4 inch thick, pan sear it in butter, and then put syrup on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
and you know what's up here in Maine, they're very big on griddling all of their pastries. So if we have a muffin, they always want it griddled. And I just think that's the best way, especially like cornbread. I've always loved that, you know, seared off in a cast iron skillet with butter. So you get that little crunch. So good.
Yeah. And if, like I said, the first section, I'm a deviled eggs fan. I kind of make mine like my grandmother used to make, but I changed it up a bit and I put a little curry powder.
I love curry.
Yeah, and it just makes eggs so much fun. You've got a great recipe for the classic mimosa. A brunch wouldn't be the same. And then you and I fix bacon the exact same way. I still see people putting it in a frying pan, and there's times to do that, especially if you want the bacon juice. Baking bacon in the oven, to me, is like, why haven't we been doing that forever?
It's perfect. You know, it's, I think a lot of it's just more time consuming.
Yeah.
But it just, if you really want evenly cooked bacon, you want it to slowly render and, you want that just, it's that kind of nice, crispy, perfectly cooked. Whereas in the frying pan, I think it cooks a little too fast, which usually yields in a, bacon that's overcooked.
Yeah, it's still good bacon, and all bacon is good. Some's better than others. But when you can get that perfect, not quite a 1/4 inch thick slice of thick bacon, perfectly flat and golden brown everywhere, and the grease has fallen down through your little baking rack on top of your big flat sheet pan that's been lined with paper or foil, to me that's – you got to fix 2 sheet pans if there's 4 of us, because one will not be enough. Summer. I love every season. I bet you do too, for all the reasons outside of cooking, but certainly when it comes to fresh ingredients and cooking. The picture of the summer, I mentioned it before. You've got little grape tomatoes and peaches, and the menu items are all good. If you had to pick, ballpark, I don't want to put you on the spot, how many of these are recipes that you like to cook at home for family, and how many are in the whole book from the restaurants where you've had great success, people love them?
I would say probably 50-50. I mean, a lot of the recipes you're going to – so how our menus are designed in both restaurants is we have our staple menu that, you can find every day, and then we have our specials, which are always rotating – seasonal specials, so that we change like every 6 to 8 weeks. So usually you will find these on there on those menus. But some of them too are just, things that I love to cook at home, or maybe family recipes, something I grew up with. or it's something that's inspired by somebody. So yeah, it's hard to say. I think, yeah, probably 50-50 on that.
Well, I grew up in South Florida. And when I look at summer, we used to go to the beach at 0:30 in the morning that I didn't mind getting up for because I knew what we were going to be doing. And my dad would bring all manner of outdoor cooking equipment on the pull down back end of the bed of the pickup truck, and
oh, cool,
shrimp and grits, you know, the French toast, pancakes, the whole nine yards. Bacon cooked on a grill sounds hard to do because it flares up, but if it's really thick cut bacon and you watch it and flip it and watch it and flip it and then move it indirect and cover it a little bit, boy, there's so many good recipes here. This one, fried eggplant Benedict with basil hollandaise. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know fried eggplant, and the way you eat fried eggplant is you batter it in cornmeal, egg wash, milk, whatever, and cornmeal, and then you stand there and eat it right out of the frying pan, put it in a piece of newspaper or paper towel. But this sounds cool, so cool. Eggplant Benedict, is that a staple from the restaurant?
Now again, this is just really more inspired by the season, right? And doing something with eggplant. Now, could you see it on the special menu? Absolutely. I think also at brunch, one of the number one sellers is a Benedict. You could put any sort of Benedict on the menu and people are going to buy it. So, again, this is just kind of a fun play on a really classic brunch dish and maybe one that not that many people have seen before, right?
Yeah.
So it's a fun way to play with eggplant that's, you know, usually in the height of the season in the summer. So I grew up Italian background. My father was Italian. So this is more of like an Italian way to do eggplant. You know, kind of like an eggplant parm, how you would fry it after that. And then just paired with some really nice roasted seasonal tomatoes and that the basil and the hollandaise make a really beautiful green color.
If only they made scratch and sniff.
I know, right? So look at these pictures. Do that?
Well, somebody ought to. God, we're so technologically sophisticated. As an overview of each chapter, what I really love, and different from most any other book I've seen, you've got a drink item that also incorporates seasonal ingredients, and then a dessert item that does. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty fun. And, oh, my God, I bet you some of the peaches we had this year were really good. Peach hand pies with basil sugar. Yes,
yeah.
You do. Blueberry jam lemonade. Watermelon ice pop mimosas. There you go. All right, so now it's fall. Is that your dog?
My dog?
Yeah, that picture of the dog looks like he's standing in a pile of seaweed.
Yes. That is a shot in Maine, up in Maine, and that is my dog, Butters.
Oh, I wonder where he got that name from.
Yeah, right?
Well,
he loves the water.
He's a handsome dude. The book is so cool. I just can't encourage people enough to get off the beaten wagon of, oh, we're going to have a brunch. I'll make a frittata. I'll make a egg, ham, and cheese omelet in a big baking dish. You know, there's so many other things to do and kick it up a notch. And you did a great job here putting this together. And the posters, if you don't do it, you ought to clear Kelly Berry off to use some of these to make posters. And I love the, oh my God, Bloody Mary with crab claws. You Maine, what do we call you? I want to call you a Mainanite.
A Mainanite.
Oh, well.
I like it.
Well, you did a great job. I think the book's going to be a big seller, and I'm glad that you let me invade your weekend and we could talk about brunch season. And now we're going to give away a copy thanks to the publisher and you and generous
awesome
folks along the line. So I'll bid you farewell. Are you going to the restaurant at all today?
I'll probably go in a little bit later.
Yeah. And,
you know, work never stops.
No. And can you imagine those of us that have worked in the restaurant business in a restaurant with dinner service shutting the doors at 2:30, 3 o'clock, and going home. What a treat!
It's nice. It's you know, the pace. It's a really fast pace. You're tired at the end of the day, but you do have your nights, so it's pretty nice.
Yep. Well, thanks so much for being a part of the show. We're going to give away a copy now, and keep in touch. I can't wait to see if you do another book. Do you have any ideas?
I think maybe the next one will be more of a baked, you know, more like desserts and pastries and baked goods. So
I would
might be on the next one.
I would like to see somebody do breakfast sandwiches.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Kind of a take on Egg McMuffins, a taste on a little bit of sausage and maybe a fancy hot dog bun with cheese and eggs. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great.
Well, have a great weekend.
Well, I will jot that down. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot, Suzanne. Have a great weekend. Folks, now, if you want a copy of this book, Brunch Season, and you do want a copy, you know what the drill is. You got to call now. Max will answer the phone while I run to the little boy's room. Too much detail. Max is giving me a dirty look. The number, 316-869-1330. Call now and get a copy of this book sent directly to you from the publisher. 316-869-1330. When we come back, my good friend and the president and CEO of Rumbauer Vineyards, Bob Knievel, joins us. And we're going to talk about several fun things, including the wine of the week. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.